is Meredith Eisenberg with Solo Biz Bites, and today's podcast is a continuation of our month-long series on email marketing. If you want to get a coached version and work through all of this with us, you can do that at solobizhacker.com/listgrow. So today we're going to talk about getting up close and personal in your emailing. A lot of times people are afraid to do this because they're coming from the corporate world and it gets drummed into their heads that they have to be super businesslike. But the thing is that in order for people to buy from you, your readers have to know, like, and trust you before they're really going to be comfortable giving money to you or recommending, or buying products that you recommend. So one way to help increase the likability and trust factor is to give your readers a little bit of a glimpse of who you are. Plus, it will make your emails much more interesting to read and much more entertaining. So does this mean that you have to share every little juicy detail of your personal life and what you do each day? No, this is not 1995, and we're not talking Twitter, where people were posting, "I had cereal for breakfast," and blogging every minute of every day. How much of your personal life you share is really completely up to you. And you kind of don't want to distract with too much life stuff, but a little here and there so people know that they're talking to a human makes a lot of sense. Storytelling is a great marketing technique. We come from a long storytelling tradition. It's how we learn, how we pass knowledge on to the next generation. Storytelling is much older than the written word. It's just as powerful as it was thousands of years ago. So share your content and even offer in other, and even your offer in forms of stories, and then sprinkle in little anecdotes from your personal life like I do in this podcast. So for example, you might mention that you read a good business book over the weekend while you were snowed in. Doesn't happen to me much because I live in Albuquerque, but sometimes. Or maybe something that your kids did this summer that perfectly illustrates how a new tool can help with your business. In other words, come up with ways to incorporate a little glimpse into what's going on in your personal life into your email content. While you shouldn't be afraid of getting personal, you do want to be careful that whatever you do share serves your message and your overall marketing strategy. So don't just share for the sake of sharing. Make sure that it makes sense, it enhances your message, and that it supports what it is, your overall goal of what you're trying to accomplish. Getting personal not only allows your readers to connect with you on a deeper level, it also makes it more likely for them to reach out and get back in touch with you. And I found this certainly to be true, that when I tell stories, sometimes people write back and go, "Yes, I've had that very same experience. Thank you for sharing that." And even if it's not a business experience, maybe it's like my little chihuahua dog is very yappy and it makes it hard for me to have webinars from home. Just being human and relatable really helps people to want to get in touch with you. And don't be afraid to sort of, you know, if somebody like writes back and says, "Hey, you know, I've had that problem," don't ignore the email. Write back. Have a conversation. I've made friends that way from people replying to my three picks, and I reply back to them, and then we became business buddies. And sometimes I even get clients that way. So you'd be surprised. And sometimes, and once or twice, like, I've had a little email conversation with someone, and then that person has helped me and introduced me to somebody else, and I've, you know, gotten some doors open that way. So you never know. So be nice. Make your connections. Do your networking and see what friendships arise and where those friendships take you. So if you need help with this, we do have a coached version of this challenge. You can check that out at solobizhacker.com/listgrow. And I will see you next time with more email marketing tips.